All right, Friday morning edition of Boots and Salutes starts now. The numbers are 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that might be on your mind that you want to get off your chest prior to the weekend, or maybe give somebody a well-deserved pat on the back. Hey, we'd love to hear them both this morning on Boots and Salutes, and you can start things off on Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Good morning. I want to boot this tractor this morning, just the truck itself, no trailer, no taillights, and 16 highway. I wouldn't even know when he was there until he tapped his taillights. Don't you ever check the units to make sure taillights are working in the quad? Thank you.
Thanks for the call. And that's a reminder, right? How many times are people driving with the daytime headlights on? And someone suggested to me yesterday that over the last couple of years, the daytime headlights have actually gotten brighter. So the dashboards are brighter, so you don't realize that your headlights aren't on. And in addition to that, the fact that the daytime headlights are actually a little stronger than what they used to be, now we confuse for the fact thinking that our headlights are on, because a lot of vehicles have them go on automatically, which, quite frankly, we should know better than, but we don't always. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning, Dave. I've got a huge boot here this morning for the NDP, and I don't even know where to start. But I'll start with Trent Witherspoon going against his trespassing legislation. I wonder how he'd feel if I brought a quad into town and ripped up his front lawn and then went in his backyard after dark and rummaged around and then left a gate open. I find it funny that he figures I shouldn't have the same rights as he does in the city. And then, of course, there's Mr. Miley, who's all of a sudden became really interested in oil production and oil workers in his province. A man who campaigned against to keep oil in the ground and signed a LEAP manifesto that's against oil, agricultural, and mining. What hypocrisy. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. I think Canada should be more self-sufficient and less reliant due to our oil issue that we're having. We're selling our oil to the Americans cheap, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. I think Canada needs to have more refineries, keep our resources up here, and look after our people.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yeah, getting back to these daytime running lights or headlights or whatever they are. They call them daytime running lights, but if they were running lights, all of your lights would be on, your taillights and your marker lights and so on. And I brought back vehicles from the U.S. to have them safetied, only to find out that SGI says that, this vehicle, in fact, it was a 2013 and it had automatic headlights. In other words, it come on automatically in the dusk and goes off automatically in the daylight. Very good idea. But they would not certify the vehicle in Saskatchewan because I was able to turn them off.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, with Alberta oil prices where they are so cheap and the East is importing from Saudi Arabia, it's time to dump the East. They can have their oil and let's get rid of the East. Separate. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
A big, big salute to the people who take the time, some of them, to shovel their sidewalks, come into the house, going to the street. Some of them I've seen just well cleaned off and taking the time, and some of them, when I'm delivering, take the time on their altar to do it, and I thank them for taking the time.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Hi. I'd like to talk about the trespassing legislation.
Go ahead.
My thoughts on that one is, while I support the idea that you should ask permission to go on people's land, I wish that the people in the rural areas wouldn't automatically discriminate against me as a hunter because I say, oh, I'm from the city. It takes me at least 10 people to ask before I might be granted one person's property to hunt on. Don't tell me that it is just because I'm from the city and I'm a wild, crazy person or whatever, and I'll damage your land. That is such a far-flung out fallacy. Most of that damage is coming from your local inhabitants in the rural areas, your local towns or your local people. don't blame it always on city people. There are a lot of good hunters. A lot of them respect the land, and I appreciate asking a landowner for his land to hunt on, because he usually gives me the good information I need to know of where I should be on his land.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Can't everybody just get along for a change?
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wish these people had phoned in and say we should do this and we should do that with the oil companies and the lumber and stuff. Why don't you find out who really owns these? It's not Canadian-owned. We get a percentage of the take, but we don't own it, so we're building a pipeline for somebody else. Like, just learn a little bit about what's going on.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that is on your mind this morning, we'd love to hear about it. Of course, in what's been a busy week on Boots and Salutes, as they always seem to be, from the 4% plus property tax hike that Saskatoon homeowners appear to be facing, to the political correctness of hockey using the term midget to describe, or is what they've called, one of their divisions. Should they get rid of it altogether? Anything that's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute Justin Trudeau, what a beautiful person, and my auntie from Calhoun.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, a big salute there for the PA Raiders, eh? Keep that streak going there, boys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, what an amazing streak for the PA Raiders, by the way. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute that last guy. My goodness, he's the greatest. I'd like to salute, of course, all my NDP friends. Thank you.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667 3727 on Boots and Salutes this morning. If you want to have your say, you can do it at any time at cjwwradio.com. The question, how do you think Alberta should try and mitigate the drop in oil prices? So far, the majority say, where are the feds in all this? Next up is 18% who say cut production, while 12% say, yes, you should buy more rail cars. You can have your say anytime by going to cjwwradio.com. Now, remember back in the summer, the oil was going to be cut to BC. Now, if you ask someone in British Columbia, there's a lot of folks that would say, yeah, we've got a high gas price because we were cut. But I don't believe that Alberta and or Saskatchewan did. Food for thought. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there, go ahead, you're on the air.
I'd just like to know when everybody become a bunch of crybabies and got butthurt. As if we can't call midget hockey midget hockey anymore. It's a frickin' division. It's an age group. It's not offending anybody that's short. Like, people need to get their heads out of the ground and grow up. Like, Jesus.
And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes this week. We'll continue the conversation on Monday morning at 10 to 8. After 8 o'clock, we're heading to Hollywood with James St. James. He's got some details on who could be fired. It is rumor day. He'll give you the story on that. Plus, legendary country from Susie Boggess, Johnny Reed, Alabama, all coming up. Birthdays, anniversaries, too. And we've got some concert tickets to give away as well. So be listening here to CJWW, Saskatchewan's most listened to radio station, for your opportunity to win and have some fun with the Moo Crew on a Friday. Boots and Salutes this morning has been brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear.